Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, March 11th. Some big news over the weekend. The Jaguars trading for backup quarterback Mac Jones, former first-round pick, extending right guard Brandon Scherff. We're going to dive into it. The legal tampering period kicks off today, Monday, March 11th, at noon. So keep it locked here for all the latest, right? But we'll go ahead and dive into this. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Really appreciate y'all for being here. So there are several different ways you can look at the trade for Mac Jones, right? Certainly one of them is not that he's coming in here to in any way compete with Trevor Lawrence. This is trading for a backup, right? The Jaguars are giving up a sixth round pick for Mac Jones. You can certainly sit here and say, this is a player, former first round pick, had a tremendous college career. Obviously, he's from Jacksonville. He has the talent to be a very good backup in the NFL. Again, he is from Jacksonville. If he wants to be in Jacks with the Jaguars, if he is going to commit himself to the coaching, to being a backup, it could be a good situation, right? Mac Jones could be a very good backup in Jacksonville. That is true. There's also another side to that coin, in my opinion. You know, according to Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports, there was no other team that offered a trade for Mac Jones. And I mean, you do have CJ Beathard. What's the plan there? Beathard's 30 years old. It's not like he's on his last legs, I don't think. Like, I like CJ Beathard as a backup. Is this insurance for CJ Beathard? Is this a replacement for CJ Beathard? I'm not sure what that situation is right now. I think that there are more questions than answers. I really do. You know, I disagree with the process of adding a Mac Jones for a sixth-round pick when you have CJ Beathard in place. Is it possible he ends up being a good backup? Yes. But that does mean he will have to embrace this new role, embrace the coaching from Doug Peterson, forget a lot of the bad coaching he's gotten over the last couple years in New England. I wouldn't have traded for him. I probably wouldn't have taken a quarterback in the sixth round either, but there are going to be quality flyers at receiver, cornerback, offensive line, defensive line available to you in the sixth round this year. But yeah, you can absolutely sit here and say Balky probably wouldn't have landed someone worthwhile in the sixth round, and the fact that you can confidently say that is part of the problem, although he did land Parker Washington last year. And while you can sit here and criticize some of his issues when he was called upon in 2023, you can also say he's got the talent. Like, that is a talented receiver, a receiver who belongs in the NFL, whether that's at a slot, whether that's returning kicks. Parker Washington does belong in the NFL. The talent is there. The hands are there. The ability to run routes is there. He just needs to be on the same page with what he's supposed to be doing, and he needs to be ready when he gets his next opportunity, right? But you saw some ability. You saw him grab some big-time catches down the field. You also saw some mistakes. Rookies do make mistakes. A lot of people tend to forget that. But anyways, my guess is that it's one or the other when it comes to CJ Beathard and Mac Jones. Cap hits are about the same in 2024. Mac Jones is a little bit higher of a cap hit, but again, almost the same. Do you want to carry the two of them behind Trevor Lawrence? Maybe. I mean, maybe that's what the Jaguars want to do. They want to really have insurance for injuries at the quarterback position, but my guess is probably not. My guess is it's one or the other. And we'll see how that plays out for sure. You've also got Brandon Scherff restructure. Would not be surprised if he's the only Jaguar getting restructured, but according to ESPN, Adam Schefter, the Jaguars will save around $5 million in cap space in 2024 by adding three void years to the end of Brandon Scherff's contract that already had three void years, so three more void years. But those void years are so cheap, they're basically inconsequential. And if you haven't seen...
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I was talking about void years here. Void years are essentially just years you add to the end of the contract where he's not on the roster. You're basically just adding dead money, and you're able to do that by taking the prorated signing bonus of a new contract or a reworked deal and pushing that out over void years. Teams do it all the time. And in this situation, because you're only spreading out $5 million, it looks like, it's going to be very inconsequential towards the cap, which is rising year over year over year. You're seeing massive increases in the salary cap, so it's really not going to negatively impact the Jaguars much. They will have a little bit of dead money on each of those years, but it's going to be negligible in all likelihood. I like it overall when it comes to Brandon Scherff, because this is a guy who's going to protect the investment. There's not many guards in football that are as good at pass blocking as Brandon Scherff. He's a damn good football player. He's a leader. He's a team captain. The entire team needs to improve when it comes to getting the run game going in 2024, Brandon Scherff included. But to sit here and say that he's not a good offensive lineman, a good guard at this point in his career, it's just folly, in my opinion. I think it's fans wanting to get upset about something. And I think Brandon Scherff has certainly been wrongly criticized. Again, the entire front needs to be better in the run game. Entire front. That's on coaching. That's on players executing. That's on understanding assignments. That's on having a cohesive plan. It's got to be better. But I do not believe Brandon Scherff is like the main culprit or anything like that. Are there some examples on tape of him not getting the job done? Yeah, you can say that about every single player on the Jaguars offense last year. You know, maybe outside of Christian Kirk, who was pretty damn good, and Evan Engram, who was pretty damn good, right? Those guys were very consistent. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is not the only veteran to get some void years added to the back of their contract, clear up some cap space. Cam Robinson, potentially. Right now, it looks like, you know, after trading for Mac Jones and doing the Brandon Scherff restructure, the Jaguars should be sitting at about a little bit over $23 million in cap space. They really still need to get that Josh Allen deal done. Right now, he's sitting on the cap for $24 million as a linebacker on the franchise tag, right? If you want to have as much flexibility to get this roster where it needs to be to compete for a Super Bowl in 2024, they need to get that Josh Allen deal done. They need to get it done before the first wave of free agency so they can be cap compliant and try to add talent to this roster. They're still hoping to retain Calvin Ridley, speaking of adding talent to the roster. If they're not able to retain Calvin Ridley, they're going to have to be looking at several other free agent options. One of them will not be Kendrick Bourne, who was re-signed by the Patriots last night. But, you know, you've got Gabe Davis, who should not be a Calvin Ridley replacement. But if you lose Calvin Ridley, can Gabe Davis come into your football team and help you as a deep threat? Yeah, absolutely, he can. But if you lose Calvin, you're honestly probably not replacing him in free agency. He's the top guy. I mean, maybe you go try to get a Hollywood Brown. We'll see how it plays out. But there's a good chance that if the Jaguars lose on Calvin Ridley, that they have to replace their wide receiver one type of role in the 2024 NFL draft. You never want to go into a draft feeling like you have to select a position early. But if the Jaguars do not retain Calvin Ridley, they absolutely have to go get a wide receiver early in this draft class. Linebacker and special teamer Caleb Johnson is also set to hit free agency. The Jaguars are not tendering him, was a restricted free agent. Legal tampering period, as I mentioned, kicks off at noon Eastern time today. You can keep it locked here for all the latest news. You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo for up to the second news with this legal tampering period. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.